Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson. When it comes to contemporary jazz and popular song vocalist, Cassandra Wilson and Kurt Elling are two of today's most critically acclaimed performers, and we'll be hearing new music from them, as well as recent releases from singers Melody Gardot and Judy Silvano, and a previously unreleased nightclub performance by pianist Bill Evans, recorded in New York City in 1968. It's What's New, coming up next on Afterglow.
Get as far away from myself as I can. Some things are too hot to touch. The human mind can only stand so much. You can't win with a losing hand. I feel like falling in love with the first woman I meet. Put her in a wheelbarrow and wheel her down the street. People are crazy and times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. Someone and not even know it. The next 60 seconds could be like an eternity. I'm gonna get low down, I'm gonna fly high. All the truth in the world adds up to one big lie. I'm in love with a woman who don't even appeal to me. People are crazy and times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range.
I used to care. Oh, but things have changed. Yeah, I used to care, but things have changed.
Curtis Stigers from his recent CD, Let's Go Out Tonight, doing Bob Dylan's Things Have Changed. Dylan's recording of it appears on a soundtrack for The Wonder Boys. It's another What's New edition of Afterglow. Every few weeks I take a look at some new and recent releases from jazz and popular song artists, and this time around I have music on the way from a jazz harmonica performer, Gregor Mare, as well as singer Judy Salvano, and an archival release from one of the most influential pianists in the history of jazz, Bill Evans. I'll start off with new music from several renowned vocalists on the scene today, including something from Melody Gardot, whose last CD, My One and Only Thrill, helped to build her reputation as a highly capable young torch singer. Two veterans before her, Kurt Elling, whose latest project takes on songs that came out of New York City's Brill Building songwriting factory, and Cassandra Wilson, who teamed up with guitarist Fabrizio Sadi for her new release, Another Country. Here she is doing her song No More Blues on Afterglow.
This time it's gonna be blue skies. No more tears, I'm gonna dry my eyes. You seem to be so confused. Stay or go, you can choose. Left my home, miss my friends, but I'm starting over, 'cause I don't want no more blues. This time I'm gonna tell the truth, shoot straight when no one knows. Some say that I am hell to pay, but just like Frank, I'm gonna do it my way. Left my home and I miss my feet, but I'm starting over, 'cause I don't want no more blues. Thank you.
the stars out tonight. I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky. I only have eyes for you. Garden, or if we're on a crowded avenue, you are here, and so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. I only have eyes.
Melody Gardot from her recent CD, The Absence, doing a song called So Long. Kurt Elling before that with I Only Have Eyes for You from his new CD, 1619 Broadway, the Brill Building Project. And Cassandra Wilson starting off the set with No More Blues from her recent CD, Another Country. Our next set features music that's new in a way. It's never been released before, but it comes from the year 1968, performed by one of jazz's most influential pianists, Bill Evans. It was recorded at a Greenwich Village club called Top of the Gate, above another club called the Village Gate, and it was recorded by a young engineer named George Clayman, who played these tapes only once on his Columbia University radio show, and then he just stashed them away for more than 40 years. He's now the president of Resonance Records, which has put out several very interesting historical releases over the last several years, and now this has come out as a two CD set. It features Evans' trio with bassist Eddie Gomez, who'd been playing with Bill Evans for a couple of years at that point, and drummer Marty Morrell, who had just joined the trio when these recordings were made. They're made about 7 years after Evans's famous Village Vanguard recordings with Paul Motion and Scott LaFaro. And Evans was still kind of trying to find a new way forward from that period, which a lot of people consider to be his best period ever, and really did have a lot of success working with bassist Eddie Gomez throughout the 1960s and the early 70s. Let's hear some music now from live at Top of the Gate, the Bill Evans Trio doing Emily on Afterglow.
Thank you.
pianist Bill Evans from a previously unreleased 1968 performance doing Duke Ellington's In a Sentimental Mood. And before that, Johnny Mandel and Johnny Mercer's Emily, both of those from Live at Top of the Gate with Eddie Gomez on bass and Marty Morell on drums. I'll have more music from new and recent releases in just a few moments. You can listen to many previous Afterglow programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. And you can find us now on Facebook as well. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, offering complete bicycle repair and sales, as well as custom fitting services. Located at 507 East Kirkwood next to the IU campus and online at bikegarage.com. Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow. Singer Judy Silvano has a new CD of standards out called Indigo Moods. She's been on the jazz scene for many years. She actually started out as a dancer in New York City in the late 1970s, but got into singing and ended up collaborating quite a lot with saxophonist Joe Lovano, and they're actually married now. The ultimate collaboration. We'll hear her doing a Billy Strayhorn song from her new CD. Also a new CD out from Grammy winner Kurt Elling. The CD's called 1619 Broadway. The Brill Building Project. Kurt Elling, who grew up and lived in Chicago for many, many years, but who has been in New York City for the last several years and wanted to do a project that was sort of related to the music tradition of New York City, and ended up hitting upon the Brill Building, which was the songwriting factory that produced so many hits in the 1960s. He said he didn't really want to go to any of the New York songwriters that jazz people usually go to, the people like the Gershwins, Rodgers and Hart, Cole Porter, and so he's ended up doing this, the Brill Building Project. We'll hear him now covering a song that was a hit for Carole King, Kurt Elling, and So Far Away on Afterglow.
So far away, so far away, so doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. It doesn't help to know that you're just time away. Long ago I reached for you, and there you stood. Holding you again would only do me good. How I wish I could. But you're so far away. So far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door and your feet upon my floor. One more song about moving along the highway. I can't say much of anything that's new. If I could only work this life out my way, I'd rather spend it being close to you. With so much time today, I'm looking for a song to fill it up, and I have to say, there's a melody in stillness I can't seem to play. 'Cause the music's gone astray. Though I'm searching every day, and it's killing me to say that you're far too far away. You're so far.
matter where it grows, It's such a lovely love something. A flower is the heart of spring that makes the rolling hillside sing. The gentle breeze may blow gently, for they know a flower is a love something.
Singer Judy Silvano doing Billy Strayhorn's A Flower is a Lovesome Thing from her CD Indigo Moods, with Peter Tomlinson on piano and Fred Jacobs on trumpet. Kurt Elling before that doing Carole King's So Far Away from his new CD 1619 Broadway, the Brill Building Project. I'll close out Afterglow with something from pianist Eric Reed's recent tribute to the music of Thelonious Monk, a rendition of one of Monk's most favorite tunes, his haunting late-night ballad Round Midnight, and also some more new music from Cassandra Wilson, but this time from another artist's CD, the debut of jazz harmonica player Gregor Mare. Not too many jazz harmonica players around in the history of the music. Toots Thielemans, of course, probably the most well-known and respected of such a genre, but Gregor Mare making waves now. He's from Geneva, Switzerland, started playing harmonica at the age of 17, and studied at the New School University's Jazz Department in New York City. He's played with a lot of different people, Pete Seeger, David Sanborn, George Benson, and Pat Metheny, and has now finally put out his first CD under his own name. From it, we'll hear the Gershwins' The Man I Love with Cassandra Wilson on vocals, Gregor Mare on Afterglow.
Maybe Monday, maybe It begins to tell some midnight, round midnight. I do pretty well. So laughter, sundown. Supper time, I'm feeling sad, Lord, but it really gets bad round midnight. Memories always start. some midnight, round midnight. Haven't got the heart to stand those memories when my heart is still. Lord, oh, midnight knows it too. When some quarrel we had needs mending, will you say that our love is ending? Oh, darling, I need you. Lately, I find you're out of my heart. Yes, and I'm out of my mind. Let our hearts take wing round midnight. Midnight, let the angels sing for your returning, till our love is safe and sound. And oh, midnight comes around. Darling, I need you. Lately, I find you're out of my heart. Lord, I'm out of my mind. Let our hearts take wing some midnight, round midnight. Let the angels sing for your returning, till our love is safe and sound. After sundown,
I close with pianist Eric Reed and singer Jose James performing Round Midnight from Reed's CD, The Baddest Monk. Harmonica player Gregor Marais before that doing The Man I Love with Cassandra Wilson on vocals from Marais' eponymous CD. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, offering complete bicycle repair and sales, as well as custom fitting services. Located at 507 East Kirkwood next to IU campus and online at bikegarage.com. Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. You can listen to many more Afterglow programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. Our engineer is Michael Paskesh, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join me again for more jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.
Dancing in the dark,